going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Friday. Time for our best bets with our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. Before we get to your picks, it is NFL draft time, and the first round was last night. You are a Ravens super fan. So what do you think of Malachi Starks?
Guys, this is the best case scenario for the Ravens. And thanks for having me on, as always, on a Friday. I was so excited. I was FaceTiming with my dad and my brother, who are also diehard Ravens fans. I've been waiting all week. Ever since speaking to a few NFL draft analysts, they said if Malachi Starks can somehow fall to the Ravens, it would be a dream. I just watched the Ravens social media video with defensive coordinator Zach Orr, who got on the phone. You could see how giddy he was because Starks is so versatile. He could be the next Ed Reed of the Ravens. He's so good at reading plays, and he is just, you could throw him all over the field, and we could put Kyle Hamilton wherever the heck we want. It's going to be awesome to watch this defense.
Well, Ariel, let's get to the other Baltimore birds. And we just heard Brandon Hyde last segment talk about, oh my gosh, all these tough starters that they're going to have to go up against in Detroit. And they got Mize tonight, Casey Mize. Is it going to be more tough sledding for this offense?
It's going to be tough for the lefties in this offense. So Mize has done a really good job against lefty bats. He's dominated them. They're batting 111 in 45 at-bats with 14 strikeouts and just 5 hits. Lefties are have 9 strikeouts, and they're 2 for 18 against Mize's splitter. So any of the lefties in the Orioles lineup, we're talking like Gunnar, Holiday, O'Hearn, it might be a struggle for them today against Casey Mize in Detroit.
Yeah, and then they get Scooble, so
and the Orioles are great against lefties, he might be the best lefty, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't know if this factors into any of your wagering, Ariel. But Brandon Hyde basically already waved the white flag about this series.
Yeah. So. That's what I said. Yeah, yeah, it's talking about a tough start.
Yeah, well, that's a great mindset.
It's over before it started. Yeah, it's great. It's great. You are the prop queen. Is Michael King the strikeout king? And what will the former Bronx Bomber do for the Padres tonight, or as I like to call them, the Swinging Friars?
I like that.
Michael King is a pretty good strikeout king, except he's got a bad matchup tonight for it against the Tampa Bay Rays. This number at 6.5 just feels a bit too high for King's strikeout prop, so I would go to the under. In the only start that King had this year against the low K-rate team, he had 2 strikeouts in 5 2/3 innings against the Athletics. I just have to continue to tell everybody, wins and losses are not correlated to strikeouts, by the way. So King went under 6.5 Ks in 4 or 5 starts against low K-rate teams last year. The craziest thing about Tampa is the Rays last season struck out a lot. They averaged about just over 5 strikeouts a game against starters. This year, the Rays are striking out about 3 times a game against righty starters. That's why 11 of the 17 righties to start against the Rays have gone under their strikeout prop. I would look to King under 6.5 Ks. The number's too high against Tampa.
We're talking to Ariel Epstein. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go to another prop, Zach Gallen, Arizona, Atlanta. What are you looking for there?
I'm looking for a better result than last night because I took the under on Corbin Burns' case last night and he burned me and went over. But I'm going to take the over today on Zach Gallen's strikeout prop, 5.5 Ks. Gallen's only faced one high K rate team this year. That was the Yankees. Gallen had 13 Ks in 6 2/3 innings against them. Last year, Gallen averaged just over 6 strikeouts a game in the 18 starts he had against the strikeout prone lineup. So this year, ready starters, 12 of the 19 that faced the Braves have gone over their strikeout prop, averaging 5.5 Ks a game. Gallen's the ace of this staff. I would take the over 5.5 here.
Ariel, the Rockies stink. They are 4-20, but they're playing the Reds, and you have a prop involving them?
Well, actually, I call this a fishy line. So you say the Rockies stink. They do. They also just lost both games of their doubleheader in Kansas City yesterday. It made the sirens go off in my head as to why, okay, this is weird. The line's moving 10 to 15 cents against the Reds today. Of course, the Reds are the public side. 90% of action's coming in on Cincinnati. Why is the line moving against the Reds? There's one answer, and it's that the Rockies actually, so they have their lefty on the mound, Kyle Freeland. The Reds have the third lowest batting average this year against lefties. We talk about the Orioles' struggles against lefties. Well, the Reds can have that too today. You could look to the Rockies' first side money line, or if anything, just stay away from the Cincinnati Reds tonight. I know they're playing the Rockies, but the line's moving against them for a reason, so I would just stay away from Cincinnati.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Check me out at thepropqueen.com and live streaming 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on YouTube, X, Instagram, all at Prop Queen Sports. So follow along.
Ariel Epstein, you're the best. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll chat
next week.
You too. Have a good weekend.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest gun this side of the Mississippi.
That was, I think, there was a good half second more than usual before he pulled the trigger. Man,
not on his game.
I'm just saying, Beltway
Ben. She said have a good weekend. I tried to let her get to have a good weekend.
Tough crowd here.
It's a weekend. She said have a good weekend. I wanted her to finish.
I thought you were going
to
cut her off. I was actually kind of rooting for you.
Actually, I don't know. Nailed it, Ben. During football season, she said go Ravens. In the middle of Ravens, she got cut off.
Yeah, that was. You did. Yeah, I remember that. Beltway Ben, what are you looking at this weekend?
I have two NBA plays for tonight and then two MLB plays. We'll start with Damian Lillard, over 23.5 points. Played 37 minutes in his first game back. Things are getting feisty in the series. Halliburton's pointing, saying it's Dame time late. That definitely frustrated Dame. He averaged 26 points per game at home compared to 24.2 on the road. They're down 0-2. They need him to get going. First game back, I think he's getting his legs under him a little bit, but I think he'll shoot the ball a little bit more tonight, and 24 points should not be too much. I like Anthony Edwards over 26.5 points. He's under in both of the first two games. He returns home. This should be a closer game. The first two games were pretty weird, and he first game would have went over, but left the game with cramping and then came back late. We saw what he could do in the playoffs last year. It's pretty surprising that he hasn't blown up yet. I do think in their first home game he will. Now jumping to the MLB, Ariel also liked this prop. Zach Gallen over 5.5 strikeouts at -120. Atlanta has a 24.5% K rate against right-handed pitching this season, fifth highest in the MLB. Gallen struggled this season, has to give them a good start, striking out batters at a 5% higher rate at home over the past few seasons. And then lastly, Marcus Semien over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs against Verlander, -110. Semien's been awful to start this season. He's under this in two straight games, but he does have 14 hits in 43 at-bats against Verlander in his career with two home runs. That's a lot of familiarity. I like him to go over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs.
Beltway Ben, where can people find you?
At BH Journalists on Twitter. The streams.
Oh, I was going to say there'd be a stream, I hope.
Yes, we will be live again tomorrow. We've had success with them. Sunday, not sure. Last week, I was going to do a stream Sunday. Then a lot of stuff happened. I had to just post the plays, but I do plan on streaming Saturday and hopefully Sunday.
Back can't go back. A weekend without Beltway Ben stream.
To stream or not to stream.
His stream is a dream. Anything you like this weekend, Jason?
A few things that I like tonight. In MLB, sorry O's fans, and I'm one of them, I do like the Tigers on the money line. Although I'm doing pretty good in baseball, but I hit like one of every 10 O's bets. So you should probably back the O's tonight. Yes. I like the Yankees on the money line against Toronto. I like the swinging Oakland Athletics on the money line tonight. I like the Dodgers on the run line. I'm willing to lay the 1.5 with Yamamoto on the mound against the struggling Pittsburgh Pirates. And in the NBA, I'm on the Celtics money line. I am on the Pacers over 112.5 total points. And I am on the under in the Lakers-Minnesota ball game. Doing quite well in the NBA. So might be a little parlay there. Maybe parlay those or do them in, doing them individually, but I'm saying.
That way, Ben, you have one
depending
more.
Depending on how you roll.
Saturday, take Tyler Hero's points. I don't know if you guys have seen the Garland. Tyler Hero doesn't play
just
any defense.
Attack him. Yeah.
And then Tyler Hero came out and said, I don't know why a dude who doesn't play any defense is talking about my defense. Take Tyler Hero's points tomorrow.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Real quick, before we step out, some horrible news from the world of sports. As you know, the Steelers drafted Derek Harmon last night, the defensive tackle out of Oregon. His mother was on life support. He did get to go to the hospital to let him know he was drafted, but she passed away soon after.
Man.
So just horrible. Like, could you imagine the emotions going through Derek Harmon?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so she passed away. Best wishes to the Harmon family. Just awful news there.
Jeez.
But coming up next, it's T-Bone Time, TMI with TM. What you got?
We did a segment yesterday about if all things were equal and the Ravens did have an opportunity to take an edge rusher if they wanted to at 27, would they continue to lean into the secondary, which they did? Well, I went back and looked at all of the free agent signings, all of the draft picks, and the money, the cash allocations to edge in the secondary since Eric DaCosta took over as GM in 2019, and the numbers are probably going to surprise you.
Break
that's
it down,
next
Bone.
On the Fan.